Time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which
is an example of what not to do.
All right. I don't want this to make me sound like a terrible person, but when I first saw this setting the bar story, it's a post on X. And so it's a video, and the mom, who's obviously a newborn mom because she has the newborn kid in her hand.
She's
very emotional.
Okay.
But I'm thinking maybe it's not supposed to be malicious. Maybe it's just a misunderstanding. I'll let you be the judge. If you can manage to make it through the day without replacing diapers in a box with your donation clothes and returning it to the store, you're doing okay.
Oh.
I just bought this box of Huggies from Target yesterday, and I don't know if this is a Huggies problem or a Target problem, but, like, there's no diapers in this. See, like, this end is still closed. This is open. I just opened this. That's a blanket and plastic and a shirt. Or I don't know what it is, but there's fabric in there instead of diapers.
Yeah, and so she's real emotional. She's like, you know, I don't have time for this. You know, like, my husband works night shift. I've got a newborn. I got a toddler.
Is she trying to return a box of diapers, like, after she took the diapers out, maybe, and stuffed it with other things and then tried to accuse the store of running a scam? Is that what we're doing?
Okay, well, you took it a different place than I was thinking. I was the bad person. Because I was thinking that, you know, she got a legit box of Huggies from the store.
Emptied it.
No. This is, and so when she opened it up, it's clothes, right? Or it's a blanket, it's clothes and stuff like that. And I'm thinking that what if the person who returned that, like, they, well, maybe not. Maybe it is a stretch. So I was thinking someone originally bought, not this lady, but someone originally bought the diapers. And then
what I said, scooped out the diapers and then refilled it and tried to return it to the store and get the money back.
Well, yes, that is a scam.
Yes.
But I was thinking maybe it was more
that, like, someone else did that scam and she was the victim.
Okay, you're putting words in my mouth. No. This lady that we heard is definitely the victim either way, but I was thinking maybe that's a misunderstanding. Like, the person bought the diapers also has a newborn, has crazy mom brain or whatever, and is like, I got to donate clothes or I got to donate stuff, throws it in that box, and then
switches
the boxes accidentally and returns that. But then as I'm speaking it through, it does seem a little far-fetched. It's like, why are you returning diapers if you bought diapers, or maybe someone gifted her diapers? And I don't know, but you're right. Maybe
diapers usually are not returned.
It does seem like someone did what you suggested.
Right. And whether it's her or someone before her,
I think she's probably the victim in this because she's like Oscar winning performance of how could you, you know? So anyway,
but she's filming herself doing this confrontation.
She's filming herself just like, how could someone do this, and showing the box.
Okay.
So anyways, setting the bar. We'll post it on RX at Ben and Kelly Show. But if you can manage to make it through the day without replacing diapers with your donation clothes and returning it to the store, maybe it's a scam.
Mom brain is real, though, too.
Yeah.
Maybe they used one box for donation clothes and then one box of diapers. They said, oh, I don't need it.
I don't know why you would seal it up for a donation.
Mixed it up. Maybe the person ended up donating the diapers.
I know.
And then took.
Yeah, maybe they switched up the box. Yes,
to return
exactly.
The diapers to the store, that could happen.
Could
I don't
just
know.
Be a weird coincidence.
I'm not blaming the store, though, I don't think.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's the store's
fault.
They're
a victim, too.